drinking from plastic water bottles has become a huge part of our daily lives. Let's face it, taking a refreshing drink from a plastic bottle of water is convenient and it seems harmless. Now, although plastic bottled water provides convenience, did you know that it has the potential of creating hormonal imbalances in women? On today's episode, I'll share 3 reasons why you should ditch bottled water and 8 safe alternatives that you can use right now to protect your health. So friend, if you're ready to ditch the plastic in exchange for picking up healthier alternatives, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. With the holiday season upon us, I'm inviting you to join me to prioritize your well-being with my monthly online accountability health coaching program. You can join me to embark on a transformative journey towards weight loss, increased energy, and hormone balance. You'll receive personalized support to make your health goals a reality. Don't let the festivities derail your progress. Stay on track with my empowering community. You can visit my website at rikesiamcmillan.com to sign up and make this holiday season your healthiest one yet. Years ago, before I began making changes to my health, I used to carry a case or two of bottled water in my car trunk all of the time. Whether it was Poland Springs or Nestle, I went nowhere without my bottled water. And when I began taking a good look at the water that I was drinking and how it might be impacting my health, there were 3 things that I discovered that I want to share with you. And so the first thing that I discovered is that I was simply wasting money. Because I was carrying bottled water in my car with me everywhere that I went, that meant that I was spending a lot of money on bottled water because I drank a lot of water. And so I was roughly spending about $35 on bottled water every single month. That's $420 a year. And that may seem like an insignificant amount, but if that amount is compounded over a 15-year period, $420 accumulates to $6,300. And if $420 were invested in a mutual fund with an annual rate of 8%, I would have accumulated $13,648.51. And so I often think about how many more women are spending this amount or more on bottled water every year. And so rather than spending those extra dollars on bottled water every month with no rate of return, what can we do for our families, for our church, our community with this extra money? The second thing that I discovered is that it was increasing my exposure to toxins. Now, I didn't realize that carrying water in my car and drinking it from a plastic bottle had hidden threats that I didn't understand that unknowingly were causing hormonal imbalances in my body. And plastic water bottles contain what is known as bisphenol or BPA. And this is a chemical that's commonly found in plastic bottles and containers. And it's been identified as a key culprit in disrupting the endocrine system. And this system regulates our hormones. This is essential for various bodily functions, including reproduction as well as metabolism. And there have been many studies that suggest that exposure to BPA can also mimic estrogen, which is a hormone that is crucial in women's health. And one of the major concerns is the leaching of BPA into the contents of plastic bottles, especially when it's exposed to heat or over time. And this is what I was doing unknowingly when I was carrying that bottled water in my car, especially in the summertime. I didn't know that that exposure to heat was creating that leaching effect and causing the contents of that plastic bottle to get into the water that I was drinking. And leaching is common, particularly with reusable bottles and containers that undergo wear and tear. And when consumed, these trace amounts of BPA, they interfere with our hormones. And this leads to a range of health issues. Which leads me to the third thing that I discovered, is that I discovered that bottled water creates hormonal disruptions in women. And there has been research that has been linked to BPA exposure, creating fertility problems, irregular menstrual cycles, and even increased risk of conditions like polycystic ovary syndrome or PCOS. And this is characterized by hormonal imbalances. This can also cause other symptoms such as irregular periods, acne, and difficulties in conceiving. And so when we're using plastic bottles or containers, this creates an exposure to these harmful chemicals. And so these were the three things that I found and discovered when I was drinking bottled water. And so this is a very serious issue when it comes to drinking bottled water. As I shared earlier, it increases disruption in our estrogen levels because of that exposure to BPA. But there's also an increase or elevated risk of breast or uterine cancers. Now, during that time when I was going through so many issues with my hormones, one of the things that did happen is that I developed fibroids in my breast. And thankfully, they were benign. And I changed my lifestyle habits and began juicing, and it totally eliminated those fibroids. And fibroids are how most cancer cells begin to develop in the body. And sometimes I think back to that time and I wonder, did those fibroids develop as a result of me drinking so much bottled water? And so I had to make that change. Another area that is very significant is that pregnant women are particularly vulnerable when it comes to BPA exposure. And this has been associated with adverse effects on fetal development. There are also many studies that suggest a potential connection between maternal BPA exposure and an increased risk of developmental issues such as behavioral problems and a compromised immune function in the children that are born to mothers who have more exposure to BPA. And so in order to address some of the health concerns that are associated with plastic bottles, I want to share 8 alternatives that I've adopted in my own life. I use these with my clients that has really resulted in my health improving as I have adopted and live a holistic lifestyle. And so one of the first things that I did is that I had to ditch the plastic water bottles, ladies. Yes, I could no longer carry cases of water bottles in my trunk any longer. So the benefit of that was that I started saving more money, which is a good thing. And then I also began to repair my health by removing the exposure to BPA from the bottles, the bottled water that I was drinking. So the first thing that I did is I swapped out and I began using stainless steel bottles. And stainless steel, it's durable, it is a non-reactive metal. And so stainless steel bottles, they're a popular alternative to plastic because they're safer, they're reusable, it's a better option for carrying water and other beverages. One of the other things, so in addition to the steel or the stainless steel bottles, I also adopted carrying glass bottles. And glass bottles are inert, which means that they don't leach harmful chemicals into the content. They're an excellent choice for those of you that are looking to avoid the potential health risks that are associated with plastic. And they're also recyclable. And so I have a glass water bottle that I carry with me just about daily because I'm always carrying water with me in a much healthier way. So I'm a super fan of glass water bottles. Another alternative is bamboo containers. And bamboo is sustainable. It's eco-friendly. There's a number of different containers that are made from bamboo. They're a good alternative for storing your food as well as beverages. They have bamboo water bottles. So you can look for those options that are free from harmful coatings when it comes to bamboo. Another alternative is stoneware or ceramic. You can use ceramic or stoneware. These are stable materials. They don't impart those harmful substances to your food or your beverages that you're consuming. And so you may want to consider using ceramic to be able to transport your liquids. Number five is a collapsible water bottle. And these are very convenient. They're actually fun to carry around. You fill them up with your water, but then you can collapse them after you're done. These are made from silicone and they are safe and other safer materials are also convenient for on-the-go use. They take up minimal space because, again, you can collapse them when you're done using them to carry your beverage. The sixth alternative is an aluminum bottle. And these are lightweight, they're durable, they're also recyclable. They're a great alternative to plastic to carry your beverages in. And the sizes, they range from a number of different sizes and designs. So aluminum is also another great choice. Number seven is a hydration station. So you might want to consider investing in a water filtration system at home. This is something that I have so that it's convenient. You know that you're getting a clean source of water, refilling those bottles on a daily basis. Or you can use public hydration stations where they are available. I know that at my fitness center that I go to, that they have a public hydration station. When you go up to it, it shows you how much you're impacting the environment by not using a plastic bottle of water. But using the hydration station is not only good for the environment, but you're getting clean, filtered water. And so this reduces the need for single-use water bottles. It promotes sustainability, and it also reduces the exposure to potential contamination. And the eighth area is awareness and education, that we want to be able to have that awareness to issue by educating yourself, by educating others about the potential health risks that are associated with plastics. And so this is going to help you to make those informed choices where you can encourage others to do the same, to make that shift towards choosing healthier alternatives. And so these are 8 things that I've adopted into my own life after ditching the plastic water bottle. So let's wrap it all up. It is essential to choose safe and healthy alternatives to plastic bottles. Choosing glass or stainless steel containers can significantly reduce the risk of exposure to harmful chemicals. Being mindful of storage conditions, such as avoiding exposure to sunlight and heat, can help minimize the leaching of chemicals into the contents. As awareness grows about the dangers of plastic bottles, you can make informed choices to protect your health. By taking action, you can work towards becoming healthier while contributing to a more sustainable future, free from the hidden threats posed by everyday items like plastic bottles. I'll leave you with St. John 4, verses 13 and 14. Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." Hey, friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.